you're definitely seeing the a spike in construction prices. I mean, back 6-7 years ago, we were probably 80, 90 bucks. I think today on average, you're seeing, you know, most spaces be about $130 to $140 per square foot. I would say law firms are definitely more expensive than that. They range kind of over the last 3 or 4 years from a Perkins Coie, who was about $134 a foot, all the way up to Cooley, who just built their space out and we're over $320 a square foot. And then, you know, I'm hearing rumblings that Kirkland's going to be over $500 a square foot when they get done building out their space.
In this episode, we're going to talk about trends in the legal industry with an expert, Dan Ahrens, who is a principal of Colliers, where he's the chairman of the Colliers International Law Firm Practice Group, and also happens to be my business partner. He's over 30 years experience representing tenants and has won a number of awards, such as Transaction of the Year, Most Prepared Broker of the Year, and has been a finalist for the Broker of the Year in the Chicagoland area for 13 of the last 15 years. I think you'll enjoy this episode. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dougal. Happy to be here.
So, Dan, I know about your practice because you're my business partner, but can you tell the audience about your specific law firm practice?
Sure, happy to. I run our national law firm practice group throughout the U.S. It's comprised of brokers that specialize in that legal industry, and we kind of track the 21 largest markets throughout the United States. And I think I started that group probably about 15 years, and I've come back to chairing it. I took a couple of years off, but for the most part, over the last 13 to 15 years, that's been a niche that we've really concentrated some of our efforts on.
Yeah, that's great. And you've been successful representing a lot of large law firms. We could talk about some of those. But you put out some studies every quarter or so with your newsletters, and where you identify some of the trends that you see in the market specific to law firms. So kind of big picture, what are some of the trends you've seen over, let's say, you know, last couple of years?
I think the largest trend that we've seen over the last couple of years is just the change in attitude from law firms. In 2021, Am Law 100 firms saw an average increase in revenue of about 14.8%. 18 firms had revenue growth over 20%, and every single firm in the Am Law 100 had an increase in revenue. So everybody was doing very, very well. And at the time, most firms were still trying to figure out their hybrid policy, and they also wanted to warehouse extra space because trying to attract senior associates was key to all the law firms at that point and probably a game changer in the industry. Quite frankly, they were all doing great as well from an economic perspective. So they were playing more of a wait and see game and waiting to see what happened with their demand. And in the legal sector, their billable hours were extraordinary. They were up about 3.5%, which is the highest they've been up in the last 10 years. Flip the page and go to 2022, all of a sudden, direct expenses started to increase by about 10.1%. because of the spike in senior associate salaries. And quite frankly, the demand was down 0.1%. So less billable hours than typical and the year before. At the same point, they also started to see a need to start to understand what was going on in the hybrid world, because they need to be a little bit more aggressive about what they were going to be doing on their office space so they could get their bottom line down. So what we saw as a result of that, you know, law firms really started to get back into the office. And if you look at what's happened over the last 6 months, the law firm market is far outpacing what the general office market is doing in terms of getting back to the office. Just in the first quarter, I think we track what's going on via the Castle systems, and the general population was at about 48% of pre-COVID, while law firms were at 61.9%. In the second quarter of the year, that expanded. It went from 49.8% for the general population and 68.2% for law firms. So definitely a push on the law firm side to get their lawyers back into the office for the mentoring, the collaboration, and the socialization.
So why is that? I mean, yeah, all that stuff matters, but was it the attorneys doing it themselves, or was it the managing partner dictating it?
No, it really wasn't the attorneys. The attorneys were happy to be working from home and, quite frankly, enjoying the flexibility. It was more of a push on the management side to get the lawyers back in so they could enhance the mentoring, they could understand what was going on, and they could build a culture within their firms. What we were seeing, there was a lot of merger acquisitions and trying to get your firm to feel comfortable and basically understand the culture and what you're all striving for was very important. And the managing team really wanted to get their attorneys back into the office.
Okay. And we've seen a flight to quality across the board from all industries, really. Are you seeing the same sort of thing with law firms?
Absolutely. If you look at what's happened, just an example in Chicago, of the firms that have, of the buildings that have recently kicked off, at 110 North Wacker, you saw Jones Day, Perkins Coie, and Morgan Lewis all go there and help kick off that building. At Union Station, you saw Chapman and Drinker kick off that building. And then just recently, Kirkland took over 500,000 square feet of Salesforce Tower. So every one of the last three buildings have been largely impacted by the law firm's flight to quality and the general need to, you know, get better space with more efficient space with better technology.
Okay. And by going into these better spaces, how much are they typically downsizing?
Good question. We track that. And of the firms that have moved over the last 5 years, of the 44 firms, we've seen 6 expand, 9 stay about the same size, and 27 have contracted. Of the 27 that have contracted, they've downsized by an average of 31.18%. I would say you see a larger contraction when firms relocate out of the building as opposed to staying within their building and staying within their confines.
And I'm sorry if you mentioned this earlier, but do you know what percentage of the firms are renewing versus relocating approximately?
If you just look at those numbers, of those 44 firms, 27 have renewed and 17 have relocated.
27 have renewed and the rest have relocated. Okay. And the ones that have relocated have all upgraded to better properties. Is that fair to say?
Generally, yeah. I mean, I would say you're seeing definitely that flight to quality that you were talking about. There may be a couple firms that have, gone to kind of neutral space, but for the most part, they've seen a flight to quality and better space, the trophy space in downtown Chicago, primarily the A-plus space.
Okay. And then looking with inside the walls of the space themselves, what are you seeing as far as size of offices, paralegals, things like that?
I'd say offices are definitely contracting. We're seeing more of a 10 by 12 office, 10 by 15. But I think probably more than anything, the trend is more universal offices. That's been probably the largest trend that we've seen. Additionally, we've seen law firms have make a specific effort to have more flex space, i.e. for conferencing and for collaboration, for client events. You're seeing a lot of nano walls connecting to outdoor patios so that they can entertain clients and have client events. You're also seeing firms really reach to make their associates and senior associates comfortable by having baristas, fitness, any amenities you can possibly think of. But one of the things that we're starting to see with some of our clients is even having a concierge to take care of their ministerial tasks throughout the day, their dry cleaning, et cetera, so that when the lawyer gets into the office, they feel like they're able to concentrate and get better efficient use out of that time when they're in the office. And really the name of the game is trying to make that space a magnet for their employees as opposed to having their employees feel like they have to come there. They want to come there. They want to be in the office and they want to get that collaboration and enhance that mentoring.
Are most of the offices still on the perimeter, or are you seeing any sort of mix in the interior with glass?
I'd say for the most part, you're seeing law firms still show a strong preference to having exterior offices. I would say the push for interior offices on the glass is not as strong in the law firm sector as it is in the general population.
Okay. Yeah, because we do see that across other industries.
Absolutely.
Get the natural light in, and you really don't lose anything. I mean, the office we're in right now is a good case in point for that. What are you seeing as far as the cost to build out in, you know, Mark, I know you study this in different markets. Where does Chicago fit in to the general landscape as far as construction costs? And what are law firms typically paying per square foot on law firm build out?
You're definitely seeing a spike in construction prices. I mean, back 6-7 years ago, we were probably 80-90 bucks. I think today on average, you're seeing, you know, most spaces be about $130 to $140 per square foot. I would say law firms are definitely more expensive than that. They range kind of over the last 3 or 4 years from a Perkins Coie, who was about $134 a foot, all the way up to Cooley, who just built their space out and we're over $320 a square foot. And then, you know, I'm hearing rumblings that Kirkland's going to be over $500 a square foot when they get done building out their space. But I'd say average, you know, probably a good high-end space is probably in that 200 to 260 furnitures, fixtures, and equipment included.
Okay. And you talked about some of the other things they're doing in the space with, you know, nano walls, getting into the outdoor space, kitchens. Are you seeing more robust kitchen areas for entertaining and things like that? Soft seating, open areas?
Yeah, absolutely. A ton of that. A ton of lounge space, a lot more, I'll call it flex space when you're entertaining and having clients in. Rather than going into a conference room, you'll sit outside in a more of a casual you know, conferencing area, more exposed and just casual seating.
Okay. As far as location where law firms are going, Greenberg Traurig announced they're going into Fulton Market. They're one of the first big law firms to go into Fulton. Do you see that trend continuing? I mean, there's still, most law firms are still clustered around the same area in the West Loop. And so Greenberg's a little bit of an anomaly. Do you see that a harbinger for kind of future site location relocations?
I don't. I think Greenberg, you know, there's really only two large law firms that have gone to that area that I've seen over the last 2-3 years, Greenberg being the latest. And even Greenberg, you know, they looked at Salesforce Tower and they were also looking at staying at Friedman's property for quite a while. I don't think law firms push that far west. Right now, if you looked at where all the deals are getting done out of those 44 deals we talked about in the past, like, you know, 75% of them are in that West Loop. They all want to be in the West Loop, but they don't want to go over into Fulton Market. I think that the transportation is still a problem for most firms there.
Right, right. Talking big picture within the legal industry itself, are you seeing more mergers and acquisitions going on?
I think on the M&A side, we've seen activity kind of slow down. If you look at the average over the last 10 years, there's usually about 55 mergers or acquisitions in a year. In 2020, we saw about 40. 2021, we saw 41. In 2022, we actually saw about 46. And year to date, we've seen about 28 mergers. So a little bit off that average of 55. I mean, some of the larger ones that we've seen are Smith Gambrell. They recently acquired Freeborn and Peters. We saw Allen and Overy just merge with Sherman and Sterling. And then we saw Baker and Daniels move with Drinker, Biddle, and Reith. And then just most recently, we saw Aaron Fox merge with Schiff Hardin. So you've seen a lot of activity throughout Chicago. But overall, the activity across the country has been a little bit down.
Okay. You've been involved in some transactions recently with law firms. Any particular ones you'd like to highlight?
I think that, you know, the most recent large transaction that we did was with Bass, Berry & Sims in Nashville. We just relocated them into their new headquarters building. And, you know, they were the premier firm in Nashville and really wanted to be in one of the premier buildings in Nashville. And we were able to accomplish that and find an absolutely phenomenal building for them to go into. That's a brand new build to suit, and they'll be at the top of the building with some of the best views in the city.
And did they downsize or expand? What was their?
They actually expanded. They're experiencing, you know, unbelievable success, and they were in about 175,000 square feet, and they expanded up over 200,000 square feet.
Okay. Any predictions for what's going to happen in the legal industry in the next year or two related to the real estate side of things?
Yeah, I think you're just going to continue to see the same trends. I mean, I think you're going to see firms, as they can get an opportunity to go to the market, they're going to be smaller because almost everyone's going with universal offices. I think you're going to continue to see a push to get associates back into the office. I think as part of that, I think the partnership and the leaders of those firms need to make sure they're getting back in the office and setting the right example, because some of the associates are saying, hey, why are we coming in and the senior partners still are not? So I think you'll see a larger push on that. But overall, I think 2023 is a pretty good indicator of what's going to happen. People are going to start to make a commitment to what they want to do with their hybrid policy, and they're going to be actively getting lawyers back in on whatever policy that may be. And it might be 2 to 3 days a week, but they'll have a policy in place. And you'll see firms moving forward with a firm intent on what they want to do with their office space.
Great. All right, Dan. Well, thanks for your time. And I'll have in the show notes, I'll have links to some more information from the reports that you guys produce.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for your time, buddy.
Thanks.